All right, so we're here with Cork City manager Neil Fenn. Neil, break from the league this weekend, a big game in the cup against Shamrock Rovers. I suppose the last round of the cup got through against Longford, high drama, last minute winner. So how are you feeling about the game this weekend?
Yeah, good. We're feeling that we've got to go up there and with a little bit of a point to prove. We're hoping it doesn't go to extra time or penalties, but we're going up there with confidence and trying to put the record straight and trying to put things right from the last time we were there.
It's probably the toughest draw you could have got in the cup. Shamrock Rovers are the league leaders, they're the cup holders, and they're in a good run of form. It's going to be a really tough game up there.
Yeah, it will be tough, but at the stage we're at the moment, every game's been tough for us, so there's no easy games, like you say. They're in a good run of form, but the last couple of games have drawn 0-0. They've got a big European game Thursday and a big Dublin derby the following Saturday. So, you know, I'm sure that as much as they'll be welcoming us there to the ground, that they know we won't make it easy for them, and they know it's going to be difficult too.
The FA Cup is a great competition. It's a competition Cork City have won many times over the years. Shamrock Rovers are called the cup specialists over the years as well, as the holders, as we say. But you're in a real battle in the league, a battle for survival now in the league at this stage. It's pretty obvious after the recent results last weekend, the way they went. Is the cup a bit of a distraction, do you think? Or is it a trophy you still want to go out there and win? Or would you rather be concentrating on the league?
I think we want to go there and we don't want to get beaten away to Rovers, we want to win the game. I think that if we're being honest, the most important game for us is the Shells game on Saturday. You know, that's a game that we feel we can't lose. So Rovers is a game we'd like to do well in the cup. We'd like to go up there and win it. We'll play our strongest team. We'll give it a good go. So we're going up there. Like I say, we're going up there to try and win the game. It's a knockout competition. Anything can happen on the day. You know, we can't be worrying about Shelbourne at the moment. Our next game. We'll just go up there and try and win it.
How was the mood in the squad this week? Obviously, we were talking last week. The mood was pretty good going into the Derry game after two good wins, a really good win against Sligo and the win in the cup against Longford. But then a bit disappointing up in Derry last week, a tough trip and a tough result after taking the lead. So how's the mood been in training this week?
It's been good. You know, the result with Finn Arps after it didn't go well for us. But like we said to the boys before the game, that don't get carried away because you've won a game or two. You know, this is going to be a season of, it's a strange season. There's ups and downs. There's teams beating other teams all over the place. If you get a couple of wins together, then you'll shoot up the league. But also, if you get a couple of losses and a couple of draws, you're back down again. So we can't be too high about it. We can't be getting carried away of ourselves and thinking we've cracked it if we win. But also, we can't be throwing everything out of our plan out of the window just because we conceded two goals in a short space of time away to Derry. You know, we have to focus on what we've been doing, believe in the players, believe in ourselves, in what we're trying to achieve, and I'm sure the results will come.
You got some new strikers in over the last couple of weeks. Simpson made his debut last week, Scott Fenwick as well, and Kid Elliott, who scored in the Sligo game. But the club have announced now Kid Elliott has left the club again and gone back to Huddersfield. What's after happening there?
Yeah, he injured his knee in the Sligo game, which is, you know, really unfortunate. I thought he did really well against Sligo, but he's out. He's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. So
by the time the season's finished,
by the time and by the time that's, you know, it's done, he's gone. So they want him back and get him back treated and try and get him fit.
Any other injuries this week? Joe was taken off, Joseph Alou last week against Derry. How's he shaping up?
Yeah, he's got a bit of a hamstring strain, so he's going to be out for a good few weeks as well, which is a blow. You know, those two boys have done really well since they obviously only played one game, but Joseph's done really well in the defence there, and he'll be a big loss for us.
You're a year in the job this week, Neil, here at Cork City. How have you found it, both, I suppose, on a personal and professional level?
I've really enjoyed it. I'll start saying I've really enjoyed it. You know, I've loved every minute. I love being out on the pitch and training with the lads. And it's been tough. It has been difficult as well. You know, obviously the results haven't gone as to plan as I would have liked and gone as well as I would have liked. But, you know, there's factors involved in that. But definitely I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Is it tougher than you thought the job would be?
I knew it was going to be tough. Don't get me wrong. It was going to be a tough job. It's probably not gone as well as I would have hoped. I would have liked a few more wins, obviously. But, you know, you throw into the middle of that COVID in the middle of it all doesn't help one little bit.
So. Strangest season ever.
Yeah, it's been a tough, you know, after building a squad at the start of the season for 40 matches, 40 odd games, to then half it and have to rebuild a squad more or less again with players. It's just been tough. It's been a strange season and a strange year.
Just finally, the game is on Monday, obviously, against Rovers this week. We were speaking outside earlier. It's a game you've preferred maybe to have on the Saturday or Sunday, but obviously Rovers are in action Thursday night as well. So, I mean, it's they've pushed it out to the Monday probably against your wishes.
Yeah, Rovers wanted it played on the Monday, obviously, because they're playing in Europe on the Thursday. We felt that we didn't want to travel to Dublin, or we shouldn't have to travel to Dublin twice in a week for a game that could have been played on the Sunday. We played away in Waterford on a Saturday and played in the cup on a Tuesday. No difference between playing Thursday and Sunday. So, but the FAI pushed it out to the Monday, which is, you know, we're not happy about it, but it's not a lot we can do about it.
Great, Neil. Thanks a million. Cheers.
Cheers, Colin.